Peter and Shannon in the morning at 20 past.
You know, and that's exactly what the book from our guest, Nika Maples, is all about. Nika is an author and a speaker, and her brand new book called Everyday Genesis is about inviting God to recreate you.
Well, Nika, we are now in January. It's the start of the new year. People are making New Year's resolutions, or some call them revolutions or goals, whatever you want to call it. And your book talks about how God can recreate us. And really, when you stop and think about it, that's what we really want deep down, is not just to improve who we are, but to be recreated, to become the new people God intended us to be as Jesus followers. So tell us a little bit about your book and the inspiration behind it, Everyday Genesis.
Sure. I tried so many times in my life to just recreate myself every year, and yet I could not remake myself. The same bad habits would continue in my life. I felt as if I couldn't conquer them, and I felt stuck being me. I would say things like, oh, I'm just a mess. I can't get it together. And one day I just felt God saying to me, you have Jesus. The death of Jesus was enough for you. You can't say crucifixion didn't fix you. Jesus died so that we could be made new. Old things have passed away. The new has come. When I read that, I thought, do I believe that or not? There it is, right there in the scripture. And I came across another verse that Jesus tells his disciples, human effort accomplishes nothing. That's the reason I could never change. I was trying to do it in my own human effort. So I began to lean on what the Holy Spirit was saying to me about change, that he was willing to do the work so that I didn't have to.
Peter and Shannon in the morning as we continue our conversation with Nika Maples. She is an author and speaker. Her new book is called Everyday Genesis, Inviting God to Recreate You.
As we begin this new year looking at that first chapter, how is it, Nika Maples, that you look at that intersection of us as his creation and a brand new Genesis?
Sure. We read in the Bible that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change like a shifting shadow. And so when we see the way that God created the earth and the heavens, we can expect that that's the same way that he creates us, recreates us. We want to be a new creation. So we have to look at how he forms creation. I was reading through the Bible and just started 1 January, of course, in Genesis 1:1, like so many of us do, and on January 1st. And I saw where God had said, let there be light. And I wrote in the margin of my Bible, God, speak into my darkened heart. Sometimes things feel so dark for me, and I knew that he had the words that would bring light into chaos. And then where it says that he created a space called sky. And I thought, that's freedom. Lord, speak into my cluttered heart and bring freedom, bring space for me. And I wrote beside every one of those creative acts in Genesis 1. I wrote something that was personalized toward me, that I wanted him to speak into my life. That's when I realized that he already had. All I had to do was access his word.
Nika, thank you for your time this morning. Thank you for this awesome book. A great read to start the new year. Everyday Genesis. It's about inviting God to recreate you. Again, Nika Maples, the author and our guest this morning. Blessings on your day and on this new year, Nika.
You too. Thank you so much.